You're now entering the Hornet's Nest.
Kick ass.
WRGW 106.1.
Sweet lick.
Connecticut's number one independent radio station.
Now that's rock and roll.
Listeners of WRGW 106.1 here in the greater Connecticut area, rock and roll lovers from across the nation and the world, welcome to the Hornet's Nest. My friends, are you a weary traveler searching in the world devoid of thundering drums, hell-raising vocals, gut-busting bass, and guitars that cut a hole in the fabric between this reality and the next? My friends, do you not only love rock and roll, but you love passion and heart and soul and the great universal force that unites all of humankind? My friends, you have come to the right place. Welcome. You are home. You are home now. Don't be scared. You're welcome here. My name is Dr. Hornet, my friends, and you are now part of the Hornet Nation. One nation under rock and roll with the Doctor of Rock, Dr. Hornet. Hello. Welcome. Thank you for listening, my friends. Now, let's get this out of the way. There might be a chance that you may or may not know who I am. If you don't know who I am, let me introduce myself. Hello. I am Dr. Hornet. I am the host of the Hornet's Nest here on WRGW. I am the Doctor of Rock and Roll, the rockinest guy on the planet, I sometimes call myself, but I don't know if I can completely back that up, but I try. And if you do know who I am, you probably know me as, I've been referred to as one of the most notorious supervillains of the past 25 years. I've been called despicable, evil, a creep, a thug, a menace to society. CNN is a courtesy of that last one. I think Huffington Post referred to me as the number three most notorious villain of the 2000s decade. They put a little listicle together and I was number three. Fair enough. The philanthropist beat me out at number two. Who was number one? It was like the human squid. Come on. But that's me. I was a supervillain. I'm not going to pretend here. That's a big part of my life. That's why I speak this way. You might know me as I'm the guy who wears the mask. I got the mask on. I wear the yellow shirt and the black suit, the hornet thing going on, and the hat. That's my iconic costume. That's me. If you don't know me as that, I guarantee that you know me as the one-time ruler of the Hornet Nation, the Long Island, formerly known as Long Island, the nation that I ran. I took over Long Island and I renamed it the Hornet Nation, ran it as my own country from 2012 to 2013. Yes, that was me. Up and down year in my life, a little bit topsy-turvy, learning experience for me. Yes, indeed. I learned a lot. Got overthrown, kicked out, came back. Fine. Yeah, you probably know me as that. And you've probably been wondering what I've been up to, where I've been. Did Dr. Hornet go into hiding? Did he go into a bunker? Did he go into space, right? Did he, that rocket he was always talking about taking into space, taking it to Mars, did he do it? No, didn't work out. Very silly plan. Did not have the money to do it. Not a rich man. Could not steal the money. Could not make it happen. No. So I'm here, baby. You want to know where Dr. Hornet's been at? He's been here. WRGW, the family. The WRGW family took me in. I interned here. They knew that I loved rock and roll. I told them I am your humble servant here. I will be your intern for a year. And then once I go through that, I can, if it means I get a radio show, I will gladly do it. I did it. I paid my dues. I think I earned my keep here. I earned my keep, and here I am. We've been on the air here for a month, and I feel like we've done it. Here we are. The one nation under rock, right? The Hornet Nation here in the Hornet's Nest. This is where I am. You got your answer, folks. Here I am, here at WRGW. We got Dumblebee here. I don't know if everyone knows Dumblebee. He's my call screener, my producer of the show, and also really my second in command. And well, most of my schemes, the ones where, because I don't really have, I wasn't born with any superpowers. I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth. So I needed a little help. And Dumblebee is, I don't know the technical term, but he is a real wizard, I think is what I can say. Double B, right? Is that what you'd call yourself? He's waving away. Wow. He's looking down. He's working hard. No, I appreciate it. He's a hardworking guy. Double B, remember when you magically moved all that money from the bank directly into my apartment? It kind of filled the whole thing up. It was kind of a problem. We didn't think that one through. Dumblebee is kind of past time and space. I think he might have been born in the 1400s, Dumblebee? 1500s? No, he's looking away. He's facing the wall. Uh-oh. We might have some trouble. Trouble in paradise, ladies and gentlemen, but he's my good friend. So he's a great guy. Taking your calls tonight. We're taking some calls. And tonight what we've got is something called, I'm unveiling, the Hornet Manifesto. That's right. The Hornet Constitution, you could call. We've been on the air here for about a month, and I feel like people maybe don't entirely get what the show is about yet. Come on. You know, people are listening, and people call in with certain song requests. People call in asking me certain things about my life and the supervillainy and all that. People are not quite getting it. And you know what? That's fair, because I didn't really, I didn't lay the groundwork down. I didn't put it all down. So let's put it down. Let's lay it down tonight. Let's rap. Let's get groovy. And we're going to be playing some tunes, too. Oh, you know me. The Doctor of Rock, Dr. Hornet, is going to be playing some kicking tunes for you. And I will be taking your calls. If you have any questions about... there will be 9 articles in the Hornet Manifesto that I will be reading tonight. I got them all here. You hear that? Got them all here. I worked on this last night, Dumblebee. Dumblebee, I worked very hard on these. And I'm you know what, Dumblebee? I'm proud. I think we're gonna lay it all out. You excited for this? I'm a little nonplussed, but I've seen Dumblebee in some old paintings, like Renaissance era paintings, and I'm pretty sure it was him. Don't ask me how that makes any sense. Yeah, well, he's looking away. He won't answer any questions. You know what? That's fine. I don't pry. But ladies and gentlemen, let's get it out there. All right, the 9 articles, and I want you to call in 203-555-2666. That's right. You like that? You like that number? It's pretty cool, right? That's the devil's number. You know what I mean? I'm not a Satanist. I just think it's cool. It's like rock and roll. You know what I mean? Anyway, let's get started. We can get started here. We're in a manifesto. So this is we're going to start articles 1 and 2 are kind of, these two are kind of tied together. This is really for the Hornet Nation listening, a decree for the Hornet Nation. And I want you to hear this. This is important for me to say. For Article 1, this is actually kind of 3 articles in one. So how many articles then? It's like 12 articles maybe. But no, this is all in one article. Number 1 is in Article 1. Sub-Article 1. A. Respect each other. All right, and that means this is an inclusive show. All right, so you call in and you start with you get racist, you get any sexism, homophobia, transphobia, and etc. Rock and roll's for everyone, ladies and gentlemen. So you respect each other. Someone else calls in and you don't like them, you call in. Don't give them the business. Let me give them the business. All right, that's what I'm here for. All right, and just be good to each other. All right. You respect Dumblebee. That's B in Article 1. Right, Dumblebee? That's right. Yeah, he's not. See, he's with me now. That's right. You don't let it. Dumblebee doesn't take any guff, all right? And that guy, he can appear in your house, you know, turn you into a frog, right? You can do that with his robes. He's got some strange, I don't know what. He's got a lot of robes. He usually wears only, like, the gray robes. Sometimes he wears kind of like a... It's like a formal dress kind of a robe. It's very beautiful garments that he wears every day. I mostly just wear the yellow shirt and the suit, which works for me. But Dumblebee has a different costume almost every day. He's got a real impressive thing. So you respect him, all right? You call in, you talk to Dumblebee, you respect him. But number 1, and this is the most important part of this article, you respect Dr. Hornet, and that is me, the Doctor of Rock. Dr. Hornet, you respect me the most, all right? It's my show. I'm laying the rules down. I got the articles. It's the Hornet Manifesto. It's the Hornet's Nest. You're the Hornet Nation. It's all named after me. Dr. Dwayne Hornet. My first name is Dwayne. Don't usually use it. My last legal name is Hornet. But so, yes, you respect me the most. Your taste is not as good as mine, all right? Let's be honest. I deem what rocks and what does not. So if you call in and you got a problem with something I'm playing, that's it's tough. Baby, hit the road. Hit the road, Jack, right? You hit it. Get out of here. I might ban your number, right? If you break the rule. You respect me, all right? Because I deserve your respect, too. That's the thing. I deserve respect from the world after what I've been through here, all right? That's important. Number two. Now, this is very important. And this relates to respecting me, which is very important. Is that this is a rock and roll show. Okay? It is not a supervillain show. It's just not. Okay? So you want to call in, you want to talk about, there's a lot of things you can talk about. All my schemes. You know, you can talk about, that time I ruined Arbor Day. You know, we all know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? I held a parade hostage. Anything Cosmic Man related, let's be honest, because that guy, oof. We're on okay terms now, but I cannot deal with that guy. So, and he's embarrassed me a lot, all right? He's foiled a lot of my schemes. He's the number one guy, all right? But that part of my life is behind me, all right? I'm the host of, this is a rock and roll show. You call me about rock and roll. You don't call me about this business with being a supervillain, because I got a new life now. I mean, here I am. Right. Double B. We maybe put a call through. Caller, it's WRGW, the Hornet's Nest. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Dr. Hornet.
This is. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Dr. Hornet. Kyle.
Kyle? Kyle, how you doing? I'm laying it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm laying it out. I'm getting the art. I'm letting people know what the rules of the show are tonight, all right? I'm letting people know.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you say? It's a rock show? That's the idea?
Yeah, it's a rock. This is I'm the Doctor of Rock, right? I'm the Kyle. I'm the rock and roll guy. I'm the man. You respect me.
Yeah, no, totally. But it's also like, are you gonna like put on like a big rock concert and then use that to distract, you know, the mayor or something?
No, Kyle.
Is it some kind of like big scene or something?
So you're breaking two articles of the Hornet's Manifesto right now. That's article one. Is that you respect? I think so. I think so. And number one is that you respect Dr. Hornet, right? You respect me,
yeah.
Right? And number two is that this is a rock and roll show and not a supervillain show. And I've said that. I've said that several times.
Okay.
Right? Are you paying attention? You're hearing what I'm saying.
It's just, you are a supervillain, right?
I know I'm a supervillain, but I'm... Okay, listen. I've been through a lot over the past few years, okay? I've been through a lot. That's not me. That's not the person you're referring to. Who would do something like that at a rock concert? That guy's gone, right? It's poof. Vamoose.
No, but that guy is you, though.
Yeah, he is me. I'm saying I have done things like that previously. There was a me in, say, 2010 or so that would definitely have done exactly what you said. But we're here.
Okay.
We're here in 2018, Kyle. It was a different time. I'm reformed. Don't you believe me? That I'm reformed?
Yeah, I mean, but what about, like, are you still going to do, like, Hornet Nation stuff?
I'm going to, well, the Hornet Nation is, you are part of the Hornet Nation now, Kyle. It's you. You're part of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you.
I don't want to be a party to some kind of villain or
No. See, don't make me, Kyle, am I going to have to hang up on you? I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to disconnect this call, because I've asked you to respect the rules of the show. It's not happening.
Yeah, it just seems like it's going to be hard for you specifically to distance yourself from...
What did you say to Dumblebee? When Dumblebee was Dumblebee, you screened this call, right? When you were talking to Dumblebee, were you putting on a little show for him? Did you say you were going to request some music, and now you're just talking about
this? I said I wanted to hear some Foreigner.
All right. Yeah, you admit it. Dumblebee, disconnect. Or ban this number. Banned. Dumblebee, you got to get a little quicker with this, all right? He wanted to hear Foreigner. Dumblebee, don't you have some kind of magic that can detect lies? Dumblebee, look at me. Don't shake your head. Come on. Friends, this is my life. You want a little piece of what my life is like? There you go. You got Kyle there. He tricks Dumblebee, who is a trusting person. Dumblebee never hurt a fly, except when he was, you know, obviously aiding me in evil. But outside of that, great, great guy. And this guy, Kyle, takes advantage of him. I'm disgusted. So that's what happens. Well, you know what? It's perfect. That's an example of what not to do. That's Articles 1 and 2. Keep this in mind. In the meantime, he wanted to hear some Foreigner. Well, too bad. We ain't playing it. Dumblebee, I'm not playing Foreigner for that guy. I don't appreciate what he did. That was rude. You don't do that. You don't do that. I'm learning the ropes of radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is what you, I guess, what you should expect. Hey, you take it in stride. We're going to play I'm going to play a Motha Hoople track. We're going to play One of the Boys by Motha Hoople. And I'll be back. I'll be back in five, ladies and gentlemen. Let's crank this up. Ian Hunter and the boys here. This is One of the Boys. This is a song I connect with very deeply. Let's get it going. We are back, WRGW, the Doctor of Rock, Dr. Horton, the Hornet's Nest. That was One of the Boys, Motha Hoople, off of All the Young Dudes, 1972, one of my favorites, song I connect with very deeply. We got Ian Hunter, Nick Ralphs, Burton Allen, Pete Watts, Dale Buffin Griffin, and of course David Bowie producing. Some of those lyrics... That's a song I connect with. You know, you say, I grow my hair out just to scare the teacher. I did that. I was a little bit of a punk when I was a kid. I don't connect with the line that I lost count of the times when I never bathed. I take frequent showers. I bathe. So that part of the of Ian Hunter's version of the rock and roll lifestyle, I do not connect with emphatically. But otherwise, great song. Rock and roll. That's an example, right? That's the rock and roll to expect on this show. So let's keep going with these. The Hornet Manifesto, right? I sometimes get back into the supervillain voice when I need to. It's a gift that was given to me. So why would I not use it? Why would I not use that gift I was born with, the supervillain voice? I try to use it as much as I can. Articles 3 and 4. So let's do this. Article 3, we're going to lay down what kind of Dumblebee, we're going to lay down what kind of music we play. People don't know the theme of what music is actually played, so this is what we play. We're playing rock and roll, right? Now, what does that mean? Rock and roll can mean a lot of things, but it's powerful stuff, right? It's the stuff that kind of shakes your soul up, right? The golden age of rock and roll. What was the golden age of rock and roll? Now, to me, I would say around, 1960s to around 1990. up to 1990. Does that make me a little bit stuffy? Maybe it does. But it's my show. Remember Article 1. You respect Dr. Hornet, right? You respect Dr. Hornet and he'll respect you, all right? But Dr. Hornet deserves your respect, all right? And we're not just playing around here. We're going to play all corners of rock. We got, deep cuts, real deep cuts, not the standard stuff. Rock songs from kind of like non-rock bands, whatever it takes. It's my definition of what rocks. So you might be hearing some stuff that's, not something you would expect to be defined as a rock and roll song. Maybe it's from a band you think is more of an R&B band or soul or hip-hop maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Or jazz or any of these other genres. Folk music, right? Anything that I define. Clarinet music. I could put on Benny Goodman if I wanted, Dumblebee. I wouldn't. I would never play that. That's old man music. But Dumblebee, if I wanted to play Benny Goodman, I could. Because Article 1. You respect Article 1. You respect Dr. Hornet. All right? So whatever rocks is what I decide. Rocks here. You want to know why? Because it's my show. It's the Hornet's Nest. And so keep that in mind. Dr. Hornet's show. Dr. Hornet can rock in a lot of different ways. Article 4. And this is a big one. This relates to Article 3. There will be no corporate overplayed, Clear Channel approved rock and roll songs on this show. You know those songs that you hear on classic rock radio? All the time, they only play like the same five or six songs over and over again. Guess what? We ain't playing them here, all right? None of them. And that means, ladies and gentlemen, that some of your maybe favorite tracks are not going to be played on the station. So that's something you should be ready for. And I can give you a little list. This is only a partial list, because really this list could go on. If I was here reading it, I could read it all night and all day, but let me just give you an example. We're going to go through this real fast. So songs that will never be played on this show, on the Hornet's Nest. Let's go through it. The Who, all of Who's Next, Who Are You, Magic Bus, Pinball Wizard, Led Zeppelin, specifically 2 and 4, especially not Stairway to Heaven, especially not Battle of Evermore, none of that. You will not play it. Heart, Crazy on You, Barracuda, Carnival 9 by Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, The Wall, Funk 49, Carry On Wayward Son, Styx, Come Sail Away, Renegade, all those big hits, Mr. Roboto, absolutely not. Journey, Don't Stop Believin', will not play it, absolutely no Journey hits, any way you want it, will not play it. Queen, love Queen, we'll be playing Queen, but not these songs. Bohemian Rhapsody, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, Another One Bites the Dust, Under Pressure, etc., 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 all the hits, not playing them. Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water, Highway Star, not playing them. Black Sabbath, Iron Man, War Pigs, Paranoid, Ozzy, Crazy Train, Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama, Freebird, Give Me Three Step, no. AC/DC, really not that much. I'm probably going to play some Power Rich stuff, but that's about it. But definitely no Back in Black, no Highway to Hell, no TNT, none of the big ones. Guns N' Roses, I'm not playing Guns N' Roses. I don't like Axl Rose. I think he's a nitwit. I think Slash is rude. He was rude to Paul Stanley. You should listen to his audiobook as I did. He was rude. Paul Stanley isn't a great guy either, but Slash was rude to him. So no Guns N' Roses. Van Halen, no 1984. None of the first record. Fair Warning, maybe. Aerosmith, Walk This Way, Sweet Emotion, Dream On, anything post Down With Mirrors, I am not playing. Any of those big, shiny hits with Diane Warren doing the songwriting? No, absolutely not. BOC, Don't Fear the Reaper or Godzilla. BOC, great band, will not play those. ZZ Top, LaGrange, anything off of Limit Air? No. Allman Brothers, Ramblin' Man, Jessica? No. Kiss, Rock and Roll All Night, Detroit Rock City, Beth, all the big ones? No. Def Leppard, Most of Pyromania and Hysteria? Absolutely not. Cream, Sunshine of Your Love, White Room, Crossroads? No. Hendrix, Purple Haze, All Along the Watchtower, Foxy Lady. I could keep going on, folks. Do you want me to keep reading this list? I feel like I'm gonna crush you, right? I'm gonna crush your heart. But that's what I want to do, right? I want to crush your heart. Because I will not play these songs. I'm gonna be playing you better songs, okay? I'm gonna be playing you deep cuts. And I'm gonna be playing you some of the best music around. Just not the stuff you're used to, all right? Boards are lighting, Dumblebee, these boards are lighting up. People are a little salty, I think. Or that maybe people just have questions. Could be the case. Well, we'll see how people feel. I bet people are, well, we'll see. All right, let's get some callers in here. WRGW, you're on the air. Dr. Holmes.
Just just play White Room by Cream. I don't understand what's so hard about that.
Okay.
Just play White Room.
Okay, goodbye. All right. Banned from the show. I'm not playing like that. Let's put another caller. Dumblebee, put another one through. Let's do this. WRGW.
Yeah, Dr. Hornet. Yeah, people are really going to love listening to a rock show where they're not going to be able to hear Iron Man by Sabbath. good luck with all that, man.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye. Dumblebee, get that number down. Banned from the show. I'm sorry. I don't want to be cruel here, but gotta do it. Got another one here. WRGW, you are on the air.
Hey, Dr. Hornet, I'm just calling in to say that the decision not to play Werewolves of London is beyond disappointing. I don't have the words for exactly what it is, but okay. I want you to know that this is one potential listener that you have lost.
Oh, what a tragedy.
This is a mistake, and I hope you come to your senses.
Oh, well, I am coming to my senses by hanging up on this caller. Oh, it's like a new day. Oh, no, I'm not going to be able to talk to that guy again? Oh, what a shame. Doesn't know any Warren Zevon songs outside of Werewolves of London. What a tragedy. Oh, no. I hear that song. I've heard that song 300 times on the radio today. WRGW.
Hey, Dr. Hornet, I'm calling to say that I really dig what you're trying to do here.
Oh, great.
I'm so sick of tuning into classic rock shows and hearing the same four or five songs.
I know.
You know, there's a lot of variety out there, and that's what classic rock is all about.
Thank you so much.
Anyway,
thank you.
This Kansas boy would love it if you could play Carry On My Wayward Son.
All right.
Be a real hit for everyone. I just know it.
Goodbye. All right. I'm just going to move on from that. I don't even want to talk about it. Band. Double B. Not good. WRGW. Dr. Hornet.
On behalf of all Led Zeppelin fans, let me register my disgust at your refusal to play the greatest song of all time, a.k.a. The Battle of Evermore.
All right. Goodbye. WRGW.
Hi. I'm calling in because I'm a little concerned about the radio show. Like, so you're not going to play any hits, not even any Def Leppard, because, Pour Some Sugar on Me is the absolute, top of the top, and you can't not play Def Leppard. That's crazy. So I'm just, registering my complaint, I guess. Have a nice day. Bye.
And goodbye. I'm going to play Def Leppard. I'm just not going to... You want to hear Pour Some Sugar on Me again? All right. Moving on. WRGW.
If you're not going to play Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, how am I going to hear it? Where else will I hear it?
Where else will you hear it? Any karaoke bar and any night, anywhere. Go to a karaoke bar if you want to hear Don't Stop Believin'. I'll watch the end of The Sopranos again, or whatever that show is that played. That song's all over the place. Are you kidding me?
No, boy.
WRGW. Welcome to the Hornet's Nest. Caller, you are on the air with Dr. Hornet, the doctor of rock and roll.
Hi, thank you. This is Claire, and
Hi, Claire.
I was just calling, I'm listening, I'm listening to the rules that you're going through, and I just really think that you should reconsider the rule about not playing sort of mainstream songs.
Sure.
I don't think that makes sense. I think, they're really important songs to people, and so I think you should add those songs back in. I think it's important for people to be able to hear them.
Well, listen, Claire, this is Claire I'm speaking with. Listen, Claire, I don't know what to tell you. I just turned the dial, my friend. You want to hear the song so badly that they play it on every other classic rock station. You want to put on PLR, you can put PLR on, and they're going to play it
for
you.
But nobody wants to hear these weird songs. Like, these songs are meaningful to people. They have, memories with them. Who's next? You're not going to play songs off of that album?
Listen,
that doesn't make any sense.
Great record. Listen, I very important record to me.
Amazing record.
Yeah, right.
Great record.
The song is over. Great cut. But The Who, they got a lot of other records. I'm going to play some stuff off of The Who by Numbers. I'm going to play some stuff off of Face Dances.
But these are the songs that people love. They play.
All right.
People listen to them all the time because they love them.
Okay. We're getting close to breaking Article 1, which is that you respect Dr. Hornet. Okay? All right, Claire?
I feel like you're not respecting what people want. Are you kidding
Dumblebee,
me?
Dumblebee, end the call. We're going to end the call. Cut it off. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is... tough night. This is a tough night.
Oh, boy.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we, Hornet Nation, that's why we have Article 1. You respect Dr. Hornet. And you break Article 1. I break you. Well, not, I don't break you. I just hang up on you. I can't have you on the line. Every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been... You rise above it. You're strong. Strength, right? Dumblebee? We rise above this every day. And we're here to bring rock to the people. Let's put on another caller. WRGW, the Hornet's Nest, 106.1. You are on the air. Caller, welcome.
Hi there. I'm on the Hornet. I'm talking to the Dr. Hornet.
Yes, the Doctor of Rock himself, Dr. Hornet. That's right. May I? Who is this calling? Who is this? My young friend.
Hi, my name is Glenn.
Hello, Glenn.
I'm calling in from the Big Mini, the Twin Cities.
Ooh. Twin Cities. Wait, what's the Twin Cities? That's where is that? I don't know.
Minneapolis and St.
Oh,
Paul.
Okay. I haven't been around there too much. My super villainy didn't really take me out there that much.
Yeah, it's real cold up this way, I don't know how well you take to the cold.
Nah,
very, very cold.
Not good. Well, it gets cold here too. But I don't really have a great. I never made a really good snow suit like a supervillain suit, right? Dumblebee. We never really got around to shaking his head. That didn't happen.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah, I imagine. So, Doc, you mind if I just wanted to say I completely agree with what you're saying with what you were saying to everybody else that's been calling in so far.
Thank you.
We're playing. You shouldn't play that.
No,
100%.
Right. They can turn the dial, Glenn. Right? They can switch me off. Yeah, that wouldn't be the first time in my life.
Turn the dial, pal.
Someone could just switch me off. You know what I mean? Change the dial. Right?
Not me. I'm cranking it up. I'm not turning.
Oh yeah, baby. We're cranking it up. That's what the show's all about, right? Right, Glenn. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
What are you into? What's your rock and roll? Fancy. I'm gonna play something for you. I got some. I'm gonna.
Oh,
what do you want to hear? I want to know what you want.
That's so nice. Well, okay. I've been listening to. So I know you're all about the rock. I know that, and I've been listening to some Queen lately.
Ooh. All right. Well, okay.
Yeah.
But what Queen are we talking about? Yeah, we got because I listed some band songs. So let's be careful here, right?
Whoa. Okay. I'm not gonna bump up against that. I promise. But no. I've been listening to honestly. Some of their, I know sometimes it's a little, you know, blasé to say that I like the self-titled album from a band, but Queen and Queen 2? They go.
Oh,
they
baby.
Go,
we're know? Cooking with gas now, Glenn. You're talking about language.
Oh, yeah.
Queen 2, right? Fairy Feller's Master Stroke.
It's so good.
Right?
Oh, you know, did you know that was based on a painting?
I did not know. Wait, who did the? I know what you're talking. I've heard about this, but I forget who the.
His name is Richard Dadd. And
Richard Dadd.
Yeah, with two D's. And Freddie Mercury would get inspired by going to the museum where it was put up in, and he would actually drag the other band members around when he could to show them the painting and talk.
Freddie was a, you know, he was a, what could be referred to as a geek, a little bit of a nerd, right?
100%.
That guy, they really liked. I like that early Queen stuff where they sing about like wizards and fantasy stuff, right?
Ogre battle.
Ogre battle. Right. It describes battle, an ogre battle
between ogres.
I forget who else is in that battle, but a lot of songs like that, epic stuff, right? You had that song. It was like the Great Fairy Rat. Was that? That's
Great King Rat.
Great King Rat. Thank you. I'm sorry. I should embarrass myself by not knowing. That, why is that not the stuff they talk about in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie? The
you
nerdy
know,
stuff.
That's what I was asking myself too.
Right. Right.
How come they didn't name that movie Ogre Battle? I think it would have gone
battle.
Over a little
the
better.
The Fairy Feller's Master Stroke. Right. Right.
No,
Father.
No,
the
hey,
March of
that,
the Black Queen. The
Feller.
March of the Black Queen. Right. They could have called it that.
Cool.
That's a badass name.
That one's wild.
Yeah. Right.
Real badass.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, Glenn. You've inspired me, my friend.
Wait, Doc, can I?
Oh.
Can I throw out one thing about the Fairy Feller's
Please.
Stroke? I just found this as an interesting
Oh,
fact.
Absolutely. Please.
There are, by my count, 25 fairies listed in that song. 24 if the plowman and the plowboy are the same person, but you know, who's counting?
Okay.
But there are 25 fairies, which at my numbers, that's a rate of 10 fairies per minute, and that's more than most songs out there, and I think that's pretty
Glenn,
cool.
Glenn, you're blowing my mind tonight. I don't know. You're blowing the roof off of this joint, all right?
No, that's you, oh. Doc. The country doesn't deserve the Hornet Nation. They don't deserve
Dr.
You're
right, but you know what? That's okay. They're getting it. Do they deserve it? Not really. Am I giving it to them? I am. I am. This is my gift. This is my gift.
But we're giving it to you.
Oh, glad. You don't deserve it, but we're that should maybe be our cat Dumblebee catchphrase. You don't deserve it, but we're giving it to you. Rock and roll. The Hornet's Nest. Hornet Nation. Glenn, you've turned this night around, my friend. I got some rough folks on the line. You've turned it around, my friend. Thank you for calling. We're gonna play how about Ogre Battle? Let's play Ogre Battle, right, Dumblebee? Let's cue that up.
Hell yeah. Glenn, can I plug my Twitter?
Please plug your Twitter.
@SwellChum.
@SwellChum. Glenn, you are certainly a swell chum and a swell friend of the show. Thank you so much for calling, Rock and Roll Child. And we're going to play Ogre Battle by Queen, Dumblebee. It's coming up next here on WRGW. Now once upon layered guitars. Oh, the crash. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Unbelievable. You imagine ending a song like that? Wait a minute. I gotta hear that again. But here we go. Oh, yes. We're back, baby. Cymbal crash. The crash. The Clash of the Titans, right? Glenn, that was for you, Glenn. Thank you for calling. Incredible song. Ogre Battle by Queen. I'm not going to name the members of Queen. You know the members of Queen. It was Roy Thomas Baker, I think, produced that. Queen 2, 1974. That was an important record in their timeline. Probably their most prog album, you know. Some of the lyrics. Glenn was talking about some lyrics before. I've got some of my own. Some of my favorites from that song. He gives a great big cry. He can swallow the ocean. With a mighty tongue, he catches flies. The palm of a hand, an incredible size. That's like a vision, right? Wish I had one of that from one of my supervillain schemes, you know? An incredible big palm, big hand. Right, Dumblebee? Right? Dumblebee, how you feeling out there? We've been through it tonight. We've been through it, but we're rocking, right? Double B, do you feel the rock and roll spirit in the room? Thumbs up. Oh, yeah. Double B doesn't love rock and roll music, I'll be honest with you. He's more of a classical, a little bit of jazz guy. He's a very good keyboard player. Very much, he's a magician both in real life and on the keyboards. He's a magician. I got a lot of respect for him. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Queen, great band. Freddie Mercury, one of the greats, R.I.P. Very glad we could play that. But let's keep things moving, right? We still got some articles to get through. We are away. I got some stuff here. Ooh, we got more articles here to play. Let's play some. What do we got? What do we got here? Article 5. Let's get into Article 5. All right. So there are some genres of music that I think we should, we're not going to slag off on this show, all right? We're not going to slag off the stuff that a lot of these rock and roll folks kind of go after a lot of the time. These purist folks, they don't like the pop music and the hip-hop, rap music, country music, jazz music, this kind of stuff. We respect these genres, right? Respect. I'm not gonna play it, right? I like some of that. I like some jazz. I like some Miles Davis. I like In a Silent Way, you know. I put that on when I'm making a bath for myself. Yes, I take baths. It's very enjoyable after a long day of, you know, going through what I'm going through tonight. But I'm not gonna play it on the show, probably. But who knows, right? I could change my mind. Article 5 could be contradicted by Article 1, 2. I don't even remember. But Dumblebee, I got to keep these articles straight or else we're going to have trouble. We're going to have trouble. What do we got? Oh, I love Article 6 and Article 7. These are two of maybe my favorites. I can't wait to read these off. Because I just know that the people listening out there will be very respectful to this. I just know it. Considering the people who have been calling in, everyone's going to be fine with these. Article 6. No Beatles. None. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Richard Starkey, a.k.a. Ringo Starr. Great band. Yeah, I love the Beatles. Yeah, they were a big part of my childhood. I'm sick of them, quite frankly. I've heard enough. Right? We've had enough. And they don't even really rock that hard, right? They don't groove. Come on, they don't swing, really. You listen to those records, they're a little stodgy. Ringo's hard on those drums, my friends. Respect Ringo. John's a little bit of a flibberty gibbet, if you ask me. Not a great guy. So we might play Beatles covers. Yes, we might play. Absolutely. Some great ones out there, but the actual Beatles solo work on the fence, but maybe. That's a maybe. And I can break this rule whenever I feel like it. I want to play a Beatles song. I feel like I'll play it, but it's an article. That's the thing. Okay. And number 7, no Eagles. I will not play the Eagles. And this is for the exact opposite reason of the Beatles. I'm saying that Beatles out of respect, I won't play them. Eagles out of disrespect, I will not play them. Creeps, losers, jerks, bad people, bad music, rude, a bunch of misogynists. I think Don Henley did some bad things in his life, if you ask me. There's some rumors I've heard about that guy. Creep, weirdo. Take it easy. Now, why don't they take it easy on me with this music? I don't like it. Joe Walsh, I will play, all right? I like Joe Walsh. Got some good stuff. James Gang, I'll play. Bernie Ledden's done some great work in the Flying Burrito Brothers. Randy Meisner was in Poco. I'll play Poco. I'll play that stuff. The other stuff, anything Glenn Frey and Don Henley can jump in a lake together, right? They can go swimming in a lake and just leave them alone. I know Glenn Frey passed away. I don't want to disrespect the dead here, but I have to because I will not play the Eagles. Just absolutely not. They do not qualify under the show. Won't happen. Well, I can't wait for the calls after this one. Maybe we'll get some get an improvement here, Dumblebee. Get some good folks in. Glenn was on my wavelength. I feel it felt good about that. We got some folks here. So let's bring a caller in, Dumblebee. Let's bring one in. WRGW, welcome. You are in the Hornet's Nest, my friend. On the air. Hello.
Hey, Dr. Hornet. This is Noah. I'm calling Noah. in from Stratford.
Stratford. Oh, yeah. You been down to Gaetano's today? You been there?
I'm a vegetarian. I'm very upset with you right now. I'm not going to mince words here. Okay. I just want to get right to it because I have other things to do than listen to this terrible show.
All right. Article one. Watch it.
I don't care.
Watch
it. What you just said about the Beatles is unacceptable. I mean, they are the greatest band of all time.
Okay. Well, first of all, that's not true.
Greatest band
of all
time.
That's not true at all.
Greatest band of all time.
All right.
And to not play it is disrespecting the whole genre. I mean, classic rock. Who's better than the Beatles?
All right. Okay. So first of all, I'm going to... Article 1, we respect each other. I'm going to be as respectful as I can here.
I can't respect
Noah,
you.
My friend.
I can't respect you.
You're coming in hot. You're coming in hot. All right.
So are you, man.
All right. Okay. All right. It's my show. I can come in as hot as I want, Noah. Are you listening to me over there in Stratford? Too good to go to hit up that.
They're the best band. They invented the four-piece rock combo.
Okay, I mean, that's arguable.
I'm arguing it right now.
Fair enough. All right. You know what? Fair enough. But Beatles, greatest rock band of all time. There's a lot of rock bands out there, all right?
And to compare them with the Eagles, I mean, that is an insult. The Eagles are awful. Everyone knows that. That's the number one, the easiest rule in the book. I mean, that's just any rock DJ 101 is going to say no Eagles. Just to sound cool. But to lump in with the Beatles with the Eagles, that is even more insulting. Well, that is salt in the wound, my friend.
That's a shame.
That is salt in the wound, my friend.
Well, you don't have to listen
to that. That is salt in the wound, my friend.
You're really coming in hot. Woof. Woof. My mic's heating up here. I gotta back away from the mic from this friend. Well, Noah, listen. Beatles are a great band. I'm not telling you the Beatles aren't great, but you can hear them on a. This is the same as I said with everything else. You can hear it on any other station.
I do a lot of driving. Okay?
Do you have a Sirius?
I do a lot of driving, and I want to listen to the Beatles when I'm driving around.
Then put on your XM. Your Sirius.
I don't have that.
That's a shame, my friend.
I have the radio.
You ever hear the Wilson Pickett version of Hey Jude? It's better than the original.
Okay.
It's better.
I'm not going to listen
Dwayne
to the
Allman
show.
On guitar.
You know what is something I do like?
What's that?
Remember that time that Cosmic Man tricked you into revealing that you had robbed the bank on live television?
Right, okay.
And then you remembered that
Dumblebee,
it was live?
Disconnect.
And then you barfed.
Right.
Remember that?
Right, Dumblebee, disconnect the call. Now that's,
you Ralph,
that's just...
man. You Ralph.
Is he off? Dumblebee. You got it. Dumblebee, I love you. You got to be ready. When I tell you to disconnect, you got to do it. It wasn't a good day in my life that he brought up. Everyone knows. I know I got to say article. I got to say article one. I'm just going to keep saying it, but please respect me. Yeah, it was embarrassing. It was an embarrassing day. All right. That's what I was off my game. Told you not to bring up Cosmic Man. Yeah, he made a fool out of me. And yeah, when I get nervous, it sometimes affects my stomach, and it happened on television, on CNN. It was a viral clip, I believe. A lot of the morning stations had a lot of fun with that clip the next morning. Oh, they loved it. Friends, we fight through it, all right? We fight through it. Yes, that happened. I threw up. I barfed on the ear, all right? I barfed. I realized what I did, and I was embarrassed. And yeah, I reacted in a way that human beings react to. I'm a human. I'm a person. I'm a human being that you're listening to. I know you might not feel that way because I've got this scary mask on, all right? And I wear the suit, and I was technically a supervillain, as I would refer to it. But I'm a person. I'm just a guy up here. I'm doing my best. I gotta play a song. What did I have planned to play here? Dumblebee. What I had, like a James Gang song. I want to play that Wilson Pickett song. Can we play that? The Hey Jude. Because I'm mad at that caller, Noah. I'm gonna show you. We're gonna play the Wilson Pickett Hey Jude. We're gonna play. I'm not standing for this.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her in your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You are made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin.
This is better than Paul McCartney. Listen to this. Oh, listen to this. Come on. Oh. You hear this? Guitar. Oh. Oh. Oh, the passion. Paul McCartney running scared when he heard this. Nah, 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 nah. Oh. It is going to be all right. The Wicked Man himself, Wilson Pickett. Dwayne Allman on guitar. John Lennon's running scared. He couldn't match this. Unbelievable. 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 You hear that, Noah? I scared you, didn't I? You're not calling back after that. You're embarrassed. Embarrassed. I hope you're crying. I hope you're crying right now, Noah. Dumblebee, did you get that number? You banned him. Banned for life. I don't want to ban people. This is not... I don't want to be this person, okay? I don't want to ban people. But when you're coming in hot, you're being rude, you're disrespecting the articles that I am reading now on the air. Yeah, well, I just schooled him. I schooled him. Schooled him. Let's move on. Let's move on from that, because I'm upset. Ooh, oh boy. All right, we're getting close to the end of the night here, Double B. We only got a couple articles left. So let's do that. Let's talk about Article 8 out of 9 here. And this is a big one. This might cause, might ruffle a few feathers. I will not play any punk music. Ugh. Gross music. No grunge. No grunge music, all right? Can't stand it. No Jack White. No Jack White projects. Will not play any of it, right? Just absolutely the worst. I will not play it. No Elvis Costello. I will not play Elvis Costello. I can't stand the guy. No Dave Grohl projects. None of that. You know what I'm talking about. Any of that stuff in that vein. But no, none of this modern rock and roll revival stuff. Not for me. Not into it. Will not play it on the show. Do not request it. Okay? All right. I think we should take another call. Double B, can we patch another call through? All right, here he comes. WRGW. The Hornet's Nest. You're on with the Doctor of Rock, Dr. Hornet. Caller, hello.
Hey.
On the air.
Hey, Dr. Hornet.
Hey. We got a lot of energy there. I like that. What's your name, my friend? What's your name?
Hey, my name's Weed Memlo.
Okay, your name's what? Wait, what's your first name?
Weed.
Weed. All right, so I'm going to be referring to you as Weed.
All right. Yeah, or the Weedermeister or whatever.
The Weedermeister. All right, cool. No, man, listen, I'm down. No judgment here. I'm straight edge myself, but if that's what you do, cool. It's cool, my friend. It's all cool. It's all cool. All right. So to what do I owe the pleasure?
Well, let me tell you something, Doc. well, weed is the name, and punk and grunge is the game. But I just can't believe you don't like any punk and grunge music. You mean you don't even like Nirvana?
Kurt Cobain seemed like a nice guy, but not my kind of music. Not for me. Dirty music. Rude music. Yeah.
Dirty
not
music.
Not for me. Too loud and not in a good way. That music's not groovy, right? You listen to Nirvana, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get into the groove, right? You don't put on that, that lithium thing. I don't mess with that. No thanks.
Jeez, well.
Not doing it.
You haven't even heard the Minutemen, and you don't like punk music. You see, punk music doesn't groove, but you haven't heard the Minutemen?
I don't even know who they are.
You're not into them at all?
The Minutemen. Oh, that's that, those guys that do, like, the 30-second songs. No. Get your songs out a little bit longer, right? We need some longer songs. I'm not listening to an album with, like, 300 songs on it. All right, sure. Longer songs, please. Thank you.
Oh,
none of those songs are hits either, right?
I love the Melvins. Yeah. The Melvins are great.
Melvins? What? Who?
The Melvins.
Who?
The Melvins.
Who?
The Melvins.
Who?
The Melvins.
Who? Move on. Who else you
the
got?
Melvins.
Who else you got? Who else you got?
Who else do I have? Oh,
Weed.
I've got 30 years
Weedermeister. Maybe we should, the Melvins. Maybe we should change our name, change our lifestyle, and then we won't be calling up Dr. Hornet asking for these stoner bands. Who else you got? Who else you got? Anything else, my friend? Sorry, I'm being rude. I'm breaking my own. I'm sorry. Weed. I'm sorry. All right, I broke my own rule. We all respect each other here. I just made a judgment on your life, and that's not right. I shouldn't do that. I apologize.
Yeah,
my friend.
Weed's my name.
Yeah, Weed is your name. I'm sorry. Do you accept my apology? Weed.
Of course I do, Doc. Okay. I love your show.
Oh well, thank you. Well, that's okay. Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have any other... I'll let you know. Let me know if there's any other bands that you want to hear my opinion of and see if I play them. Let me know. I'm sorry. That was very harsh.
Okay.
I lost myself in the moment. That was rude.
Well, you know Double how you B. you know how that you can rude. Make it up for me, though.
Okay. No. No. How can I? Please.
We. You can put on the Descendants. They got a record you might like. It's called Everything Sucks.
No. First of all, everything is not great, but it's okay. I don't think everything sucks. That's a little.
Well, it's just a record.
It's a little harsh. Yeah, it's just a record, right? Record is life. Records are life, my friend. Nothing is just a record. All right. Nothing is just a record. All right. Records are to define me, and my life and the world, my friend. And maybe you'll learn that when you get to be a little bit older. Stop calling yourself the Weedmeister. But again, I respect. I call myself Dr. Hornet, so maybe I'm not the person who should. All right. Any other music? Any other songs? I don't know who the Descendants are. Let's keep moving here.
Oh,
anything else?
Okay. Well, let me think here. Oh. I know. How about the Austin punk legends, the Butthole Surfers?
Oh, all right. Watch your language, my friend. The Butt H Surfers. I know who they
Sorry.
Are. Not for me. Those guys
the
are rude.
H surfers.
They do like rude things on stage. No, that's not for me. Those guys are not nice to the world and to each other, and disrespectful music. I will not play that. Sorry. Sorry. Well, anything else?
What about... Yeah, the clean-cut Christian punk pop legends, MXPX. They're nice guys.
Those skateboarders? That's skateboard music. I tried to ride a skateboard once. I fell on my butt. I fell down, and I will never listen to anything related to skateboards. That's a life I could have had. I could have tried. That reminds me of a life I could have had and won't have. Also, it's trashy music, and I won't play it.
It's trashy?
Yeah, trashy. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, you got to respect Dr. Hornet. That's Article 1. Article 1 is you respect me, Weedmeister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you respect me.
I respect the heck out of you.
All right, well, thank you.
Well, tell you what, Doc, let me ask you something.
All right.
What's a song you like? You tell me a song you like, I can tell you about a punk or a grunge song that I think you would like that
All
would
right.
fit with that kind
All right.
of a song.
We got to move on in the show, but we'll give this a shot. All right, we'll give this a shot. Let's
okay.
see. What's a song I like? Let's see. Led Zeppelin, The Rover, right? Off of Physical Graffiti, The Rover.
The Rover, huh?
Great track. Right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what you got. Let's give it a shot.
Okay. I think you would like the track from the Live Black Flag album, Alive, 1984, The Process of Bleeding Out, because it's a 10-minute-long noodling guitar solo. It'd be right up your alley. You'll love right. it.
All right. You know what, Weedmeister? I'm not going to play it. I will give it a shot for you. I am guaranteed that I'm not going to like this, but I will not play it, but I will give it a shot, all right? We got to move on here, but thank you for your call.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's nice to meet you. Work some things out in your life, because you're calling in on this show, calling yourself the Weedmeister. I don't know. All right. Double B, I don't think I'm gonna like that song. Black Flag. That's rude music. I know what it is. I don't care if there's riffs. Henry Rollins. That guy's got a bad attitude. Kind of a buff guy, right? He works out. I work out. I'm not trying to build muscle, but I take care of myself, right? Double B? You work out? No. He doesn't need to. He is a wizard. Yeah. You're a magician. You make magic happen. All right. Well, folks, we're getting to the end of the night here. Finally. Listen, I think I'm happy that we've done this, because coming in hot with some rough callers, people are not exactly overwhelmingly happy with some of these articles. But this is it. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid, right? It hurt. It's going to hurt. It hurts. But in pain comes strength, right? It's like working out, right? You go to the gym, you work out. You got to work through some pain. But out of it comes strength. I am giving you rock and roll strength through the songs I'm going to be playing for you. Oh, it's going to be sweet. It's going to be so good. I'm giving back. You know, I understand... had kind of a life where I was not maybe the best guy in the world. So I'm giving you back rock and roll. That's what I'm doing for you here. But we are at the last article of the night. And I want to talk a little bit about this because, folks here in the Hornet Nation, you may have noticed that there was something missing from the ground rules that we set, the articles. Maybe a big one, right? It's kind of like a big matzo ball sitting out there that wasn't I didn't lead it off. It might be kind of an exception. I'm surprised nobody called me out on this. So I'm gonna kind of take care of it before anybody does. But there's one album by a certain band that has played on classic rock radio ad nauseum all the time. They always play this album. Every single track off of this album has been played, but it was not on my list. It was not there. Right? And I bet you're wondering, why is that? And I'm going to be frank with you, because this particular record is my favorite record of all time. It is my favorite. Number one. Number one, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to talk a little bit about it. Let's talk about this record. And we're going to play a little bit of a song that you might know. So, friends, I don't know if you knew this about me, but there was a time when I was not Dr. Hornet, the person you're listening to right now. There was a time before that, before the supervillainy, before the mask and the voice and the schemes, before my face was scarred and burned beyond recognition by my arch rival, Cosmic Man. Back then, back in the old days, I was just Dwayne, okay? Dwayne. I was just a kid growing up in Milford, Connecticut, my hometown, before I moved here to New Haven, before my travels took me all over the world. I was just Dwayne. I was just a shy kid, right? I had a bone to pick with authority as a kid, but I didn't really take it out in an aggressive way, at the time, at least. I took it out by really just not really interacting with anyone. I was lonely. I was a shy kid, did not really talk to anybody in school. A lot of teachers said I was just kind of antisocial. I kept to myself. I ate lunch by myself. Just didn't really interact. And when I came home to my house with my parents, I was at my room was in the basement, and I just kind of was just alone. You know, I just spent some time in my basement room alone. No music, really. Didn't really listen to much music. Pre rock and roll, Dr. Hornet was a sad kid, I'll be honest with you. There just wasn't anything out. There wasn't anything that spoke to Dwayne, you know, to young Dwayne. And he needed something, you know. He needed something out there. He needed a beacon. He needed guidance. Something to show him the way, right? To the rock and roll promised land. He just needed it. Waiting for it. And that light came, ladies. 1976. That light came. So Dwayne... Now, remember that Dwayne is... I'm talking about me, Dr. Hornet. Dwayne is me. So Dwayne, when he started middle school, he met two wonderful people by the names of Roy and Carol. Roy and Carol. I won't give out their full names for their own safety. Don't want to dox anyone on the air. But Roy and Carol met him in... there were two seventh graders. I was a sixth grader, kind of alone by myself. And they took me under their wing, right? And these two loved rock. They loved rock and roll. They took me under their wing. They were the coolest true rock and rollers. They would skip classes. They would smoke in their respective men's and women's rooms. They were just the coolest. They were so cool to me. I didn't smoke with them. I was too scared. But they saw something in me. They were cooler than me, but they saw something in me. I think we all kind of have that when we're growing up, right? We have people who kind of bring us into the fold. And they brought a young Dwayne into the fold. And they introduced him to the rockin'est new Platter LP to hit the airwaves that year. And that was Boston's self-titled debut record. Unbelievable. And you're hearing it right now. Of course, 4Play, long time. Legendary. Now, Dwayne, all right, I'm gonna drop the third person because I can't keep it up. I heard some rock and roll music before I heard Boston self-titled, all right? I heard a Beatles song here, a Stones song there. I heard some of this stuff. Great stuff. But you know what I mean. It takes a while for something to click. There's a time when everything clicks, when the door that was closed opens. And that was this Boston record. This was the record that clicked. This is when rock and roll became real. This is when everything came together, right? The riffs are so pristine, right? And they had those drums, those wailing drums. They had the keyboards, those cosmic keys. And of course, the unforgettable vocals from the late, great Brad Delp himself, one of the greatest rock and roll singers of all time. R.I.P. Rest in power, my friend. Everything. It just had everything. Every track, there's a reason why every track is played on rock and roll radio all the time, because every track is perfect. It's perfect. 37 minutes, just a banquet of perfection. It's a perfect record. I love it. It's my favorite record. And we knew this back then, right? We knew it. This was the revolution of the late 70s in rock and roll, because people tried to rewrite it, right? They go back and they're like, oh, the punk music was what people wanted, the Ramones and the Sex Pistols, all that junk. That's in my opinion. It's garbage. But I was there, friends. All these younger people talking about what was big then. I'm telling you right now what was big. It was Boston, 1976. The shimmering beacon of light and hope. Most beautiful record. It just pulverized the air. It destroyed it. Bam! That spaceship came down, and we all got on. We all got on the spaceship, right? And they took us to a better world, a rock and roll world. That was me. I got on that spaceship. And it wouldn't get better than that. It did. It just didn't. And I have a lot of fond memories. Me and Carol, and we were riding around in Roy's brother's car. We had Boston on the 8-track, even though all the tracks were kind of in a different order. I think Hitch a Ride was in like two. They split it up in like the two halves. We had to like switch the 8-track. It was weird. Those programs. That was weird stuff. But we were driving around down to the Housatonic, down the Post Road, you know, down to the Carvel. The Dairy Queen. We were blasting Hitch a Ride. Going to Hitch a Ride, right? Going to Hitch a Ride. Leave It All Behind. Carry Me Away for the Last Time, right? That's for me. That's my stuff. So things changed. I, of course, became a supervillain. That I thought that was my path. I got to a point where I thought that was what was for me. And, Roy and Carol, I didn't hear from him after that, after I became Dr. Hornet. That happens, you know, it happens. A lot of people who I was close with stopped talking to me after I became a supervillain. You don't want to be associated with a supervillain, I get it. People who were close, they drift apart. You don't need each other anymore, I get it. Your path changed. Or, you know, one of those people tries to lower Cosmic Man into a shark tank at an aquarium where one of those people happens to be working at, and that person who did that was not aware of that, did not know they were working there, and is very sorry. Very sorry. It was, I think it may have been that person's birthday. I think they may have had one of their children there, too. Very scared. Scarred for life. I'm very sorry. Whoever that person was is sorry. I didn't say. Roy and Carol, if you are listening, I am sorry about what happened, and I think I'm thinking about you. I just want you to know that. Thank you for the rock and roll memories, and let's put on Hitch a Ride. I'm gonna put on Hitch a Ride by Boston. You've heard it a million times, and you're gonna hear it a million more. You have not heard this song enough, I guarantee you that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to the Hornet's Nest. Welcome to the Hornet Nation. I appreciate you calling in, even Rude Noah. Thank you for calling, and we'll catch you next week. Stay tuned on WRGW for Cool Bob and Reynolds. He's got a big show lined up. He's gonna be rude, and he's gonna close the book on some people. I've heard that's his thing. So keep listening. Crank it up. Hitch a Ride by Boston. WRGW.
Thanks for listening to The Hornet's Nest. If you liked what you heard, you can rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. The Hornet's Nest was produced by Sean Rose and Stephen Winchell, with music by Travis Moore and additional audio production by Adam Gorin. Sean Rose was Dr. Hornet. This episode also featured Drennan Quinn, Maureen Monahan, Stephen Winchell, Henrik Blix, Buck Lepard, Tom Breen, Gwyn Fulcher, Bob Herman, Allie Reed, Glenn, and JT Butler. Technical production was provided by Eric Arnault, that's me, with web hosting courtesy of the Nerdalogs. Thanks for listening, Hornet Nation.